It's the after show. Nikki Rod is in the building. Well, not really in the building.
She's in her building.
Yeah.
A beautiful building, but a lot of antlers, I must say.
Oh, you have to sing the song for her husband now.
I use antlers in all of my decorating. My favorite song from.
True.
I know. What movie that was from?
Beauty and the Beast
with Gaston.
Yes. Except for them, it's Beauty and Beauty.
Do you guys know he made me nightstands out of and their antlers and barbed wire as accents?
He's so romantic, that boy.
I love it.
That's awesome. And it didn't cost you a dime.
That's right.
Just cost a couple animals their lives, but hey.
But who's counting a few more?
I know.
She had the kids over the weekend alone.
How'd that go?
So great.
Yeah.
One of them, Christy will like this. One of them had a youth hunt all day Saturday.
Wow.
Where they're trying to get the most squirrels and chipmunks.
Oh boy.
And my oldest actually tied for first.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
So do you cut their heads off and put them on the wall too, or what?
No, I guess somebody skins them and you make a stew. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Was there adult supervision, or did you have to go running around with them?
No, thankfully he had a partner, so that was not me.
Oh, girl, you're lucky on that one.
Yeah, but guess how many chipmunks he got?
Oh, God, let's say 12.
22.
Oh, my
God. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's hilarious.
I felt so bad. His other brother and I were like, you killed a whole family. No, you killed more than a whole family.
Chipmunks are so cute. I love chipmunks.
Yeah, but they're a nuisance.
I know.
I got a million of them at my house. I know.
Yeah.
I saw a squirrel at my house bigger than my dog yesterday.
Really?
I'm not making
it. You sure it wasn't a woodchuck?
No, it was a squirrel. We get these red squirrels. They're really interesting.
Really?
And it's huge. Because we have a walnut tree in our yard,
mm-hmm.
And so when the walnuts fall, and they're like the size of small baseballs, and the squirrels go crazy. So I told you the other day, I had the dog out for a walk. Now he's 4 pounds, not going to get too much bigger, and 4 hawks came out of nowhere and were circling overhead, and they came
and
lower, and I just picked them up and brought them in the house. Because first there was one hawk, and then out of nowhere, 3 other hawks come, and they started, you know how they circle?
Yeah.
They started circling
lower,
and my wife was with me. I said, well, we're picking them up. We went in the house. So
don't let him outside by himself.
No, never, never.
That's lunch.
It's
That's
definitely lunch. So, yeah, poor little guy.
Crazy.
So
what about the youngest one? What did you do? What did he have?
Oh my gosh. So it was just us. He had a soccer game and they won 2-0, which was great. And then we just sat around, watched movies. I made popcorn.
Really?
And instead of doing anything like crazy for dinner, you know, I'm usually trying to make them new dishes.
Yeah.
We're like, let's order Chinese.
That's what we did.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I did a Japanese steakhouse. I ordered Japanese steakhouse.
So where do you get Chinese out there, Nikki?
So we tried this place in Dansville that was pretty good.
Yeah?
I was impressed.
Okay, because where I live, I either have to go to Henrietta or Brighton, because there's nothing in Geneseo. Oh. And so
Nothing at all?
Yeah, not that I can tell you. If there is, I don't know about it. And I would think that Chinese food would be big in a college town.
Yeah.
State school, Lena, New York has come up, you know? So, mm-hmm. But Dansville, okay, I'll check it out. I stopped at a place in West Henrietta Road yesterday. I can't remember the name of it, but we got Chinese. It was pretty good. It was inexpensive and pretty good. Because I love me some Chinese. It's always the same. Here's my order. Sesame chicken.
Yeah, same.
Fried dumplings and egg rolls.
No.
Oh,
love that.
Yes.
That's my order. And that's all I ever want.
If you guys can't tell, I've got a sore throat and stuff.
Yes.
We can tell.
But I got the egg drop soup, and it tasted so good. It's soothing to the throat.
So you just have a cold. You don't think you have anything else, hopefully?
So, hopefully not. This is my big debut of going to the 11 p.m. I just texted my boss, and he's like, if this is a new symptom, which it is, he doesn't want me to come in.
Yeah,
so I think I've got to get a negative COVID test before they'll let me come in. But I don't think it's COVID. I think it's like what we all get around this time of year.
But you know what? I still wouldn't go in. You're sick. Nobody wants you not around.
Yeah.
You'll just
it's
give it
so true.
Especially being like new.
Yeah.
Like they'll be like, what? Wait, what? She came in sick? Is this her M.O.?
Here comes this Nikki girl.
Put her back on mornings. We don't want her icky germs at night.
We don't want that. We don't want that chick.
I have a question. What movies were you watching with your kids?
So we watched Cruella, which I was so excited. Nice. It's on Disney Plus.
Is it? It's not free. You got to pay for it, right?
It is. It's free now, on Disney Plus.
All right, good. Yeah. I'll watch it. Is it good?
You know, Nikki ain't paying for it. You should already know.
Because when I went to it, they wanted $30. I'm not going to pay $30.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It's like so fashionable. Like I didn't realize what the concept of the movie would be. Mm-hmm. But it revolves around fashion, and I just loved it.
All right.
That's awesome.
My first movie as a kid that I remember, my Aunt Teresa took me to see the original 101 Dalmatians.
Oh,
wow. Oh, my goodness.
So that was
cute. This is full circle now.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy, guys. I said, now we should watch 101 Dalmatians. And Mason was like, what's that?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't even know.
Turn them out of the Doesn't original and the cartoon one. It's cute.
Just don't watch Dumbo.
Yeah.
Dumbo creeps me out.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Oh.
Do you remember Dumbo?
I remember Dumbo.
Have you watched it recently?
No.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. My father-in-law had all these, kid movies for Nate, and we would watch them at the cabin. Yeah. We put in Dumbo one time. Like, this movie's weird.
A lot of the old Disney stuff was pretty weird.
Yeah.
A lot of it was pretty racist.
Like Fantasia?
That too. Yeah.
Well, Fantasia was cool if you were stoned.
Yeah, right.
I think Dumbo might have been
on a trip.
Yeah, exactly. But Peter Pan. I mean,
yeah, you're right. A lot of them are strange.
Strange stuff, racist stuff, weird stuff. Anyway, but get well, buddy, because you're starting a new nighttime thing, and plus we're going to still have you here in the morning.
And we need you.
I know. So
some people met, and they were like, Tell me that we're not going to lose you on warm. I said, hey, we are working on it. They're like, we can't lose you in the mornings on warm.
You won't. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
I would have had it done today, but we had some other problems with our whole computer system all last week. So I'll get it done this week.
Yeah. Tony's in charge because when Tony takes charge,
I like it.
It happens, girl.
It happens, baby. All right.
What was that? What was that show?
Charles in charge.
It wasn't who's the boss.
Who's the boss?
Tony Danza.
Yeah, well, both those.
Everybody knows he wasn't really the boss, though.
Right, he wasn't.
But this Tony is.
Yep.
Well, not really, but speaking of which,
the woman on that show, I forgot her name.
I forgot her name. I never remember.
But she was
her.
Recently on something.
Yeah, I know it, and I never remember her name.
Yes. She's been like a judge on Law & Order and different things.
Yeah. Judith Light.
There you go. Bingo.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
God, it just hit me. I didn't even have to look that up.
That's a good one.
But what was she on that I was watching?
I don't know.
Oh,
don't worry about
maybe
it.
Maybe Law and Order.
No.
It might have been Law and
Lewinsky.
Order.
Who?
Lewinsky. The,
the Lewinsky
Clinton
documentary.
Did you finish all those? Is it any good? Should I bother?
There's another one. I'm not done yet.
Should I bother? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
I would bother.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll bother. Okay.
Just get through the first one. It's kind of drawn out, but then it gets better.
All right. I got nothing else because I got to do other stuff. All right. Bye, Nikki.
Don't
we'll talk with you tomorrow. We'll talk with Nikki Rugg tomorrow.
Tony's busy, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He's busy. See ya.